nausea, and fatigue. People with Crohn's disease, alcoholics, anorexics are at particular risk. Studies have linked low thiamine levels with poor mood. Where to get it? Beef, pork, chicken, milk, oranges, nuts, seeds, wheat germ, wheat bran, rice bran, brewer's yeast, oatmeal. Number 7. What to get? Magnesium. 48% of Americans don't have enough magnesium in their diet. Magnesium can have a calming effect in the brain as well as the body, which can promote restful sleep, relax blood vessels, prevent muscle cramps, and neutralize acid that causes indigestion. It also protects against many major diseases like heart disease and stroke, and has been used to treat many mind-body diseases like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. It can also help prevent cortisol spikes. Where to get it? Broccoli, squash, spinach, beet greens, collard greens, Swiss chard, cashews, almonds, sesame seeds, black beans, coffee, salmon, halibut. Number 8. What to get? Vitamin C. Vitamin C is a vitamin cofactor that helps your body turn the 5-HTP manufactured from tryptophan into serotonin. While most people associate vitamin C with a healthy immune system, it has been shown to be effective in safeguarding your brain against stress and lowering cortisol levels. One study subjected over 100 people to a stressor. The subjects given 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C showed cortisol levels returned to normal more quickly with less blood sugar pressure increases compared with those not given vitamin C. Animal studies have demonstrated that vitamin C also prevented the appearance of a typical stress response like weight loss and enlargement of the adrenal glands. So vitamin C helps to balance cortisol for people with typical patterns of a drained brain, and it has also been shown to help bring cortisol levels back up should your levels be too low, which can be true for atypical or extreme patterns of a drained brain like drop drain or extreme drain types. Where to get it? Red and yellow bell peppers, chili peppers, acerola, papaya, guava, kale, strawberries, raspberries, oranges, melon, grapefruit, tangerines, black currant, apricots, plums, parsley, kiwi, broccoli, spinach, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, lychee, elderberries, pineapple, garlic, limes, tomatoes. 9. What to get? Zinc. Zinc acts as a cofactor that helps your body turn 5-HTP into serotonin. Getting enough is also essential for proper function of your adrenal glands. It may be lacking in many vegetarian diets since many of the richest sources are animal products, which also have zinc that is more bioavailable. Thus, vegetarians may need to get slightly more zinc or increase bioavailability of the form in plant-based foods by soaking beans, grains, and seeds in water before cooking them. In our body, the highest concentration of zinc is in the brain's hippocampus, which, as you know, is the part of the brain that can help us remain resilient and also regulates our nervous system. Deficiencies aren't common, but are more likely in the elderly and in those with digestive diseases like colitis or Crohn's disease. Where to get it? Oysters, beef, crab, bison, lamb, pork, turkey, chicken, yogurt, pumpkin or squash seeds, baked beans, tempeh, lentils, kidney beans, chickpeas, black-eyed peas, split peas, pine nuts, peanuts, cashews, almonds, sunflower seeds, cashew butter, natural peanut butter, tofu, fortified breakfast cereals, oatmeal, flounder, sole. Number 10. What to get? Choline. Choline is a nutrient that helps support brain function. It is metabolized into acetylcholine, the primary balancer of the parasympathetic nervous system. This balancer brings stress hormone levels back down after a spike. It is also important for the liver and pancreas. In fact, getting enough of this nutrient can even reduce your risk of both liver and pancreatic cancer. In terms of stress reduction, choline also helps support healthy levels of the brain balancer GABA. Higher levels of choline have been linked to decreased anxiety, while low levels have been linked to increased anxiety. Where to get it? Egg yolks, beef, almonds, avocado, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cucumber, zucchini, flax seeds, soy, shrimp, wild salmon, cod, peanut butter, chocolate. 11. What to get? Calcium. Calcium is the most abundant mineral in the body, but deficiencies are common in the majority of Americans, and this can lead to anxiety. While getting enough calcium is usually emphasized to postmenopausal women to prevent osteoporosis, calcium is important for both men and women. In fact, the recommended daily allowances for calcium are the same for both men and women of all ages, except for a modest 20% increased intake for women 51 to 70 compared to men in that age group. One reason that calcium deficiencies are so common is that you also need sufficient levels of vitamin D, another vitamin most people are deficient in to effectively absorb calcium. And since vitamin D is fat soluble, you also need healthy levels of fats to absorb enough vitamin C to then absorb calcium. The other problem is that phytic acid and oxalic acid found in some plants like collard greens, spinach, beans, and seeds can inhibit calcium absorption. But for most people eating a healthy and varied diet, these interactions are no cause for worry. One exception may be vegans, since they tend to eat so many plant products containing these two acids, which may be why vegans were shown to have more bone fractures than people who consume meat and dairy. One natural fix? Cooking vegetables can neutralize the oxalic acid that prevents calcium absorption. Where to get it? Yogurt, cheese, sardines, milk, fortified soy milk, calcium-fortified orange juice, tofu, salmon, turnip greens, kale, cabbage, broccoli, walnuts, almonds, pecans. 12. What to get? Theanine, also known as L-theanine, and EGCG. These two stress-fighting powerhouses are found in everyday teas made from the Camellia sinensis plant. Theanine is an amino acid, and EGCG is a flavonoid. Theanine calms the electrical activity associated with brain drain, produces brainwave states similar to those found in people who meditate, and can help modulate the fight, flight, or freeze response. Theanine is extraordinary in its unique ability to help promote states of focus, which are usually associated with stress-inducing stimulants, while simultaneously promoting a state of calm. It can help lower blood pressure while boosting levels of brain-balancing GABA and reducing levels of brain-draining norepinephrine. EGCG also helps promote healthy levels of GABA while reducing cortisol levels. Where to get it? Theanine is found exclusively in tea. The richest source of EGCG is also tea, but small amounts are found in some nuts like pecans and hazelnuts. Look for black, oolong, green, and white teas, which all come from the Camellia sinensis plant. If you're not sensitive to caffeine, enjoy a variety of these black, oolong, green, and white teas, since some have more theanine while others have more EGCG. If caffeine is too activating for you, favor decaffeinated teas or white teas, which are naturally the lowest in caffeine. Black tea has the most caffeine, followed by oolong, then green, then white. Higher caffeine teas, like black tea, have more theanine. Less caffeinated teas, like white and green tea, have more EGCG. Both compounds can help to relieve stress. Avoid the milk and sugar in tea. Milk, and yes, even soy milk, has been shown to blunt some of the health benefits of tea by binding to and neutralizing the antioxidants. The stress-relieving power of tea. Tea making and drinking itself has inherent stress-relieving qualities independent of the active ingredients found in tea. In research conducted at City, University of London, a study divided people into two groups. Both had to complete a stressful task, and then one group got water and the other got tea. The group drinking water showed a 25% increase in anxiety after the stressful task, while those drinking tea saw their anxiety decrease by 4%. One subject talked about how the ritual of preparing the tea helped act as a mediator of stress, and another talked about how it acted as a partition, separating the stressful event and the time to relax. Since tea is often made for people being looked after as a way to express care, there is also a conditioned meaning. Tea means you feel cared for. Interestingly, the tea group in the study also chatted among themselves, but the group drinking water did not. This is important because social connection and shared experience help us process and relieve stress. Another study found those holding a cup of tea perceived others around them as kind and warm. Taking the time to cool piping hot tea with your breath not only protects you from burn, but also can help you mindfully attune to the present moment, a stress reliever in and of itself. While everyone needs to eat brain-healing fruits and vegetables, vegans and vegetarians should pay special attention to this list above. They'll need to be more diligent in getting enough stress-protective nutrition from plant-based sources. Some vitamins, like vitamin B12, are difficult to find in a vegetarian source, but alternatives do exist. Some vegans and vegetarians are at risk for vitamin, nutrient, and amino acid deficiencies that can put them at risk for drained brains and other physical diseases. Of course, the wide variety of vegetables and fruits vegans and vegetarians eat is wonderful protection against stress and other disease, as long as they also avoid too many blood sugar spikes. They must not become more carbitarian than vegetarian. The 80-20 rule. Once you've completed the 2-week program in this book, your goal should be to follow my 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, you eat these stress-relieving foods, and the other 20% of the time, you can let loose a bit, but within reason. Because yes, I do understand that there are certain special occasions, from your vacation to Italy to Super Bowl Sunday, when you will just want to down that plate of pasta or a little too much pizza. An occasional indulgence is perfectly all right. In fact, sometimes saying you will never eat a food can increase the likelihood of you craving it. Chapter 8. Eat peaceful proteins and feel-good fats. You may have noticed that I recommended eating some things that are often included on the health food do not eat list. Eggs, beef, pork. It can get confusing. And that's exactly how Nicole felt when she came to see me. Nicole was an educated working mom in her 40s who didn't know what to believe anymore. She was a self-proclaimed health nut and yogi who was especially anxious about what kinds of fats she was supposed to be feeding her kids. She had followed a fat-free diet in the 90s and was told fat-free foods like bagels were good for you. Then she did a little no-carb Atkins and South Beach diet in the early 2000s. She'd had a brief stint as a vegetarian and briefly self-diagnosed herself with celiac disease. When she was pregnant, she became more militant about toxins and was anxious about mercury. If you're like most people, you, like Nicole, are probably anxious and confused about what kinds of fats and proteins are healthy and which are not. Decades ago, coconut oil found in processed foods and high cholesterol egg yolks were no-nos. Now some experts say virgin organic coconut oil is good for you while others are unconvinced, and egg yolks are good for you again. Margarine and vegetable oil spreads made with soybean oil were supposed to be better for you than butter, but now the reverse is true. In fact, health nuts now put grass-fed butter in their coffee. What about meat? Is it good for you or is it bad for you? Nicole had read the China study, which basically said all animal products led to disease, but then she read the blue zones and read that most of the regions of the world where they live the longest consume meat and fish. She had also recently seen meat alternatives marketed as soy-free, which led her to question if soy was bad for you. And she was utterly confused about seafood, which was poisoned with mercury. However, she recently read that mainstream science had done an about-face proclaiming that the benefits of omega-3s for the brain may outweigh the risk of mercury, even if it means eating farm-raised fish from time to time. And she had just heard about orthorexia, the obsession of eating healthy, and she was afraid she might have it. With all the conflicting headlines, articles, and deceptive marketing by food companies, it seems like you need a master's degree just to go shopping. In this day and age, with pollution affecting our oceans and industry changing our food supply, it is vital to keep up on the most current guidelines and research. Modern science is always changing, and new studies shed light on old beliefs. Remember, some doctors used to say that smoking cigarettes was good for you. So yes, science changes as more discoveries are made. Just make sure to take each new study you see broadcast on TV with a grain of salt. Because the shocking headline, "Coffee will kill you," helps ratings. But in moderation, coffee is fantastic for the brain. So let's jump in and use a balanced scientific approach to deciding what kind of meat to buy at the grocery store or what kinds of oils to cook with, because they're not all created equal. The basics. So what's healthy about eating fats and proteins? In short, they contain important elements to build your body and brain. Omega-3s and omega-6s are essential fatty acids, or EFAs. They are indeed essential because your body can't make them, which is why you must get them through foods. EFAs serve functions in the body like helping to transport cholesterol in the blood and aiding in bone repair. They are also crucial to your brain. Getting enough of the EFA, ALA, can prevent inflammation in your brain. The issue that's come to exist with the standard Western diet is that we are getting too many omega-6s and too few omega-3s, and when this balance is off, it will leave you feeling drained. And it's not just that we need to up our omega-3 intake, we need to lower our omega-6 intake. Omega-3s compete for space with omega-6s in your cells. So even if you take a high-dose omega-3 supplement every day or eat salmon at one meal, some of the benefit is actually negated by the high omega-6 levels if you eat factory-farmed meat and processed foods at the other two meals. With too many omega-6s, we experience inflammation, which leads to health problems down the road. Omega-3s are anti-inflammatory and associated with health benefits, including less anxiety and insomnia. So we have to free up space within our bodies to allow omega-3s to work their magic. Aside from omega-3s and omega-6s, fats and proteins contain cholesterol, which isn't inherently bad. In fact, in some studies, it's been shown that low levels of cholesterol have been linked with depressive symptoms. The issue is that we have to eat the right kinds of fat and protein. There are two types of cholesterol. LDL cholesterol is the bad version, and HDL is the good one. The standard Western diet often contains too much LDL and not enough HDL. A primer on omega-3s. When we talk about omega-3s, we are actually talking about a few different things. There are two forms of omega-3s that your body and brain can use, and one form that has to be converted into one of the other two. The two you can use are EPA and DHA. An ALA has to be converted into these two forms. These two usable omega-3s do different things as they relate to easing drain. EPA is your stress-less omega-3 that has been shown to reduce anxiety and ease stress, and can even help you feel less reactive or angry. DHA is your sleep soundly omega-3 that can help promote deep and restful sleep. One 2003 study showed that omega-3 supplementation over the course of just a few weeks helped lower levels of the brain-draining stress hormones cortisol and adrenaline when the subjects were exposed to stress. This helped to blunt the immediate effects of adrenaline during stress exposure, as well as reduce the cortisol spike after the stressor. Omega-3s showed effects that directly help your nervous system. Even modest amounts of the omega-3s EPA and DHA, which are both found in seafood, have been shown to decrease the amount of norepinephrine that kicks your body into fight, flight, or freeze mode. The dosage of omega-3s used in these studies was equivalent to a small portion, about 3 ounces, of wild salmon. Another study with stressed-out medical students found that supplementing with omega-3s containing high levels of EPA and lower levels of DHA helped to decrease anxiety by 20% while also decreasing inflammation. This study is significant since more and more people around the world are experiencing high levels of stress that are similar to the round-the-clock pressure medical students face. And if you're like me and tend to be a type A worrier with elements of perfectionism that carry higher risks of stroke, heart attack, anxiety disorders, and anorexia, omega-3s may even soothe you enough to help you to worry less and let go a little more. This can help to mitigate some of the stress we face in our modern world, including living in a globalized economy where more people are competing for the best jobs and spots in the best colleges. Omega-3s may even help you be less reactive or angry. One study gave a group of prisoners a fish oil supplement and another got a placebo. The prisoners taking the fish oil for as little as 2 weeks experienced a 35.1% reduction in violent offenses. While I'm not comparing a strung-out CEO or an Ivy League student to a prisoner, both could probably use a bit more chill and a little less reactivity in their lives. Another study with veterans with a history of substance abuse and aggression, the end results of severe brain drain, had one group taking a high EPA omega-3 supplement containing 2,250 milligrams of EPA and 500 milligrams of DHA daily, and the second group taking a placebo. The members of the group taking the omega-3s were less angry and reactive. And moving on to the idea of sleeping well, one recent study found supplementation with DHA resulted in higher quality sleep, increase of sleep duration, fewer awakenings in the middle of the night. Another found low levels of DHA were associated with more severe sleep apnea. Most seafood has roughly equal amounts of EPA and DHA. The EPA can help you stress less, which can help you fall asleep, and the DHA can help to improve your sleep overall. The third type of omega-3, which I mentioned above, is the plant-based source. ALA is found in walnuts and flax seeds, but remember, your body must convert this type of omega into stress-less EPA and sleep-soundly DHA, and it's not very good at this conversion. This is why the seafood omega-3 superfoods that contain EPA and DHA are even better than vegetarian superfoods that contain ALA. As you can see from the conversion rates below, your body is more efficient at converting ALA into EPA than it is DHA. Eating foods like walnuts rich in ALA may alleviate anxiety due to the higher rates at which ALA converts into EPA, but may not be as effective in promoting restful sleep since the DHA converted from ALA is negligible, especially for men and older women. And since we produce less sleep-inducing melatonin as we age, the DHA may indeed prove to be increasingly vital to help us get a good night's rest. Conversion rates for healthy young men. 8% of the ALA is converted into EPA. 0 to 4% of the ALA is converted into DHA. Conversion rates for healthy young women. 21% of the ALA is converted into EPA. 9% of the ALA is converted into DHA. Women might get twice the EPA and DHA as men because of their higher estrogen levels, which is helpful during pregnancy when estrogen soars and the baby gets lots of DHA that is essential for brain development. But older women who are going through or have been through menopause have much lower estrogen levels, and they need to make a real effort to get EPA and DHA straight from the source, no conversion required. This is why the richest source of both EPA and DHA, seafood, is the most effective way to get the omega-3 your brain needs to feel balanced, stress-free, and rested. A word to vegetarians. As you can see from the numbers, you need a great deal more plant-based ALA to give you the omega-3s your brain and body need. 1,000 milligrams of ALA sounds like a hefty dose, but that 1,000 milligrams of ALA is converted into just 200 milligrams of EPA and 100 milligrams of DHA in healthy young women. For healthy young men, that 1,000 milligrams of ALA is reduced to just 100 milligrams or so of EPA and almost no DHA. So for all men and aging women, you may need to supplement your intake of DHA. You can likely get all the stress-relieving EPA you need from consuming plant-based ALA. For DHA, consider a vegetarian algae supplement. Just to break this down into easily digestible pieces, EPA is your brain's stress-less omega-3, DHA is your brain's sleep-soundly omega-3, ALA is the plant-based form of omega-3 that your body converts into EPA and, to a lesser extent, DHA. A proper balance. I mentioned before that those of us eating the standard Western diet are getting too many omega-6s and too few omega-3s. Humans likely evolved on a diet that was a 1-to-1 ratio of these essential fatty acids, but now most Americans get 10 to 25 times more omega-6s than omega-3s, and this shift is taking place around the world. So what has changed? Both what we eat and how we eat it. First things first. The food we eat isn't nearly as high quality as it was in days of yore. Factory farming isn't just a cruel and cutthroat industry that's bad for farmers and animals. It also produces food that's terrible for your brain. There is a substantial difference in the omega-3 content of organic, grass-fed, free-roaming, and/or pastured meat compared with cheaper factory-farmed and conventional varieties. Conventionally raised beef has an omega-6 to omega-3 ratio of 7.65 to 1. Grass-fed beef brings the omega-6 to omega-3 ratio all the way down to 1.5 to 1, which means it has nearly as much omega-3s as it does omega-6s. Meat from free-roaming chickens has more brain-balancing omega-3s than that from grain-fed chickens. Organic milk contains 62% more omega-3s and 25% fewer omega-6s than conventional dairy, and thus the same is true for foods made from milk like butter and cheese. Eggs from chickens, allowed to roam and eat nutritious grasses, have more than double the amount of omega-3s than those fed an industrial diet, as well as more vitamins. The same principle is true for fish. Cheap farm-raised tilapia fed cheap food high in omega-6s won't provide you with the omega-3 powerhouse of wild salmon, free to eat their natural nutrient-dense food. We also eat a lot more processed foods than we used to, and virtually all processed foods contain soybean oil, which is one of the biggest sources of the excessive inflammatory, brain-draining omega-6s found in most modern diets. It is found in nearly all processed foods from salad dressings to mayonnaise, and yes, even some varieties of food that should be good for you, like hummus, made by big food companies. The quality of the food makes a huge difference in having a balanced omega-3 to omega-6 ratio, but so does the quantity of our consumption. The standard Western diet has shifted from being whole food to being mostly processed, with a high percentage of our protein coming from meat. Meat and processed foods used to be specialty items, but now they make up the bulk of what we eat. So what do we do to fix all these problems? A modified Mediterranean diet. Whether you're vegetarian, pescatarian, or a meat eater, there are ways to get the peaceful proteins and fats we now know are good for you. These proteins and fats now have decades of research behind them, and eating them is what I call a modified Mediterranean diet. I say modified for a few reasons. If you're not living in a small farming village near the Mediterranean coast where the fishermen bring in the fresh catch of the day from the ocean and the meat comes from animals grazing nearby foods, then you need to carefully modify the kinds of proteins and fats you buy at a grocery store in New York, London, or Cleveland to ensure you're getting the clean omega-3s people in Sardinia eat. Of course, vegetarians and vegans can also take up an animal product-free version of the modified Mediterranean diet with more olive oil and walnuts while reducing their intake of soybean oil and white bread. The basics of this diet are eat more fish, more vegetables, more fruit, more beans, more nuts, and more olive oil, and perhaps some coconut oil. As you get more protein from fish or beans, eat a more reasonable amount of high-quality meat, dairy, and eggs. And eat very little in the way of blood sugar-spiking carbs. Replace them with limited amounts of healthy, complex carbs. Throw in some tea, coffee, and a splash of red wine if you drink, and you're good to go. A modified Mediterranean diet will help you not only stress less and sleep more soundly, but also be healthier in general. Study after study has linked this type of diet with a decreased risk of just about every other health condition, from dementia to cancer. With all of the rich and delicious sources of healthy fats, delectable proteins, nourishing grains, veggies, and fruits, it also tastes a lot better than militant no-carb or non-fat diets of yesteryear. The modified Mediterranean diet tastes good, will help you feel good, and keeps you healthy. Talk about a win-win. It will also help you balance your omega-3 to omega-6 ratio and reduce the unhealthy saturated fats that are so common in Western diets. Now let's go a bit deeper into some of the pieces of the modified Mediterranean diet. Fish. One of the big pieces of the puzzle when aiming to raise your omega-3 levels is seafood. Seafood is the richest source of both your stress-less omega-3 EPA and your sleep-soundly omega-3 DHA, and most seafood has roughly the same amount of both. These high levels of omega-3s rebalance the ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s you consume, which generally shifts your brain and body from an inflammatory state to an anti-inflammatory one. Clean seafood is also superior to taking a fish oil supplement in many ways, since the zinc, iron, selenium, and other vitamins it contains can help your body and brain optimize omega-3s. And research shows that eating fish is more effective at getting omega-3s into your bloodstream than taking omega-3 supplements. Supplements containing a very high level of the omega-3 EPA and a very small amount of the omega-3 DHA, for example, a supplement that lists about 2,000 milligrams of EPA and just 300 milligrams or less of DHA on the back of the bottle, can be an extremely potent option for people struggling with more severe anxiety. But remember, another study found that even lower levels of the omega-3's EPA and DHA, the amount found in a small 3-ounce serving of wild salmon, also helped the body release fewer stress hormones. If you are taking omega-3s in supplement form, after clearing it with your primary care physician or specialist, since there are some people who should not take them, make sure you're also getting enough seafood to help you get the natural compounds found in seafood that reduce your intake of omega-6s. And again, vegetarians can eat the plant-based omega-3 superfoods you'll find in the box on page so-and-so to get their stress-relieving EPAs made from the ALAs found in foods like walnuts. To get enough of the sleep-soundly DHA, vegetarians can supplement with an algae-based supplement made with no animal or fish products. Of course, there are so many caveats when it comes to seafood. If you're like my patient Nicole, you're told of the health benefits while also warned of the health risks of pollutants like mercury. Unfortunately, this is a reality of our polluted planet and industrial fish farming. Many of the fish we eat today are full of contaminants like mercury and aren't sustainably caught. So how do we choose? There's a good rule of thumb. Always eat wild-caught, not farm-raised fish. I say it's a good rule of thumb because there are some notable exceptions. There are some farm-raised fish with high levels of omega-3s and low levels of toxins like mercury. Three of my favorites are farm-raised varieties of rainbow trout, Arctic char, and coho salmon. They're also sustainable, so we aren't doing anything to harm future generations or depleting our oceans by eating them. My other favorite is something you can find next to the canned tuna in the grocery aisle. Albacore tuna that's specifically labeled troll caught or pole caught. While regular albacore tuna is actually higher in mercury than cheaper chunk-like tuna, the pole caught or troll caught varieties are high in omega-3s and low in mercury. Chunk light tuna and albacore tuna not labeled troll caught or pole caught are also not great sources of omega-3s. On the other hand, shrimp and scallops are generally low in toxins and fairly high in omega-3s. They're also pretty easy to find, whether you're eating at a Mexican joint, getting Chinese takeout, or making skewers for your family at a holiday barbecue. Of course, I also love the omega-3 powerhouse of a good, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, but this can be both expensive or hard to find in restaurants. And despite the words food companies and restaurants try to use to tell you otherwise, fresh or natural salmon doesn't mean it's wild-caught salmon. Expert's tip. The fish-loving Japanese don't worry much about mercury for the simple reason they often drink tea with their fish. Black coffee and green or black tea can reduce your mercury exposure by over 50%. This is especially important when you eat sushi, as uncooked fish will expose you to more mercury than cooked fish. To simplify matters on which fish to choose, the Monterey Bay Aquarium teamed up with the Harvard School of Public Health and the Environmental Defense Fund to come up with a fairly short list of go-to fish that are high in omega-3s, low in pollutants like mercury and PCBs, and sustainably caught. You can learn more and stay current with the latest recommendations on their website, seafoodwatch.org. Here are the fish you want to make the focus of your brain-balancing diet. Albacore tuna, troll or a pole caught, fresh or canned, U.S. or British Columbia. Arctic char, farmed. Barramundi, farmed, U.S. Coho salmon, farmed, U.S. Dungeness crab, wild, California, Oregon, or Washington. Longfin squid, wild, Atlantic. Mussels, farmed. Oysters, farmed. Pacific sardines, wild. Pink shrimp, wild, Oregon. Rainbow trout, farm. Salmon, wild, Alaska. Spot prawns, wild, British Columbia. The list of fish you are better off avoiding is, unfortunately, just as long. Canned light tuna, canned albacore tuna, except those labeled troll or pole caught. Tuna steaks, lobster, carp, flatfish, bass, perch, haddock, hake, snapper, halibut, mackerel, ruffy, sea bass, shark, swordfish, tilapia, tilefish. Vegetarian, quote, fish. As a vegetarian, it's sometimes hard to get the omega-3s you need because of the lack of fish in your diet. However, other omega-3 superfoods do exist. Just remember, these contain high levels of ALA, which your body must convert to DHA and EPA in order for you to sleep soundly and stress less. And it doesn't do this very efficiently, especially in men. Vegetarian sources of ALA include walnuts, flax seeds or flaxseed oil, chia seeds. Meat, dairy, and eggs. When it comes to meat, dairy, and eggs in the modified Mediterranean diet, it's all about moderation. The vast majority of people in the Western world should eat less meat in general and make it more side than entree. Doing this can be potentially life-saving to stressed-out individuals. As you know, people with anxiety are more likely to develop high blood pressure, the leading cause of death worldwide. A 2014 meta-analysis looked at 39 different studies and trials found an association between eating a plant-based diet and low blood pressure. Eating meat was associated with high blood pressure. So just try to cut down. Even replacing a couple meat-filled meals a week with vegetarian bean and vegetable-based entrees is a good way to get you on the path to a healthier life. While you're changing the quantity of animal products you eat, simultaneously increase the quality. Choose animal products that are organic, grass-fed, free-roaming, and/or pastured over conventional and factory-farmed varieties. We've already covered the difference this makes in relation to balancing your omega-3 to omega-6 ratio, but in addition, they're also cleaner. Conventionally raised animal products may also contain PCBs and dioxins, industrial byproducts that have largely been banned but persist in our environment and may contribute to cancer and neurological problems. Of course, decreasing your risk of major diseases like cancer is a way to prevent stress, since chronic health problems are one of the worst stressors reported by people with high levels of anxiety. Grass-fed meat also tends to be a bit leaner than conventional meats, which can make it less carcinogenic, as many of the cancer-causing compounds are the result of fats exposed to heat. The leaner the meat you choose, the less you'll be exposed to these risks. Whatever type of meat you're preparing, marinate before you grill, flip it frequently, and eat it medium rare instead of well done. All of these strategies have been shown to help reduce meat's toxicity. One of the other reasons to choose healthier organic and grass-fed varieties of animal proteins, CLA. CLA is a fatty acid with protective health benefits. Animals that are grass-fed can produce 300 to 500% more CLA in their milk and meat compared with animals fed a conventional diet. Choosing organic dairy that contains fat is helpful in reducing stress, since the soothing omega-3s are found mostly in the fat that is skimmed off in non-fat milk. Since healthy levels of calcium can reduce anxiety, you also need to make sure you get enough vitamin D to absorb calcium. But since vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, you also need to consume it with fat to be used by the body. CLA also acts as a safeguard that protects you against the cardiovascular risks associated with saturated fat. Saturated fat in non-organic dairy and conventionally raised meat has been known to increase your risk of a heart attack, but it seems saturated fat is not all created equal. CLA in organic dairy has been shown to offset the heart attack risk of the saturated fat it contains. Grass-fed, pastured, free-roaming, and or organic animal products also have higher levels of the vitamins and minerals that can help your body deal with stress. Stress hormones aren't just bad for you, they're bad for animals. Conventionally raised animals with high levels of stress hormones result in tougher meat, while also lowering the vitamins and nutrients it contains. These include the stress-buffering B vitamins, as well as zinc, copper, chromium, vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. Consumers also need to be wary of the words food companies use to trick you into buying products you perceive as healthy. Unlike eggs with the words organic and free-roaming, cage-free eggs may not necessarily be better for you. In fact, animals lower on the pecking order in a cage-free environment may have more stress hormones than those producing conventionally raised eggs. And when stress hormones go up in animals, it can affect the nutrient content that can help you balance your brain as you deal with stress. When it comes to animal products, food companies and restaurants will try and trick you into buying something that sounds healthier but is cheap for them to produce. A fresh Atlantic salmon does not necessarily mean that it's wild-caught salmon. Vegetarian-fed is misleading, since many cheap industrial grains that are high in pro-inflammatory omega-6s are vegetarian, which means the meat is higher in brain-draining omega-6s. Pastured and pasteurized sound similar, but you're looking for the former when it comes to getting more omega-3s. Don't be fooled by any one of the following words on animal products: all natural, vegetarian fed, cage-free, pasteurized, fresh. If you want to relieve stress and anxiety, what you really want to do is get more omega-3s, so look for one or more of the following words: organic, free-roaming, free-range, grass-fed, pastured, pasture-raised. The best choice of all is when you see the words certified humane in addition to these terms. Some food companies can get away with labeling a food product as free range if animals are given access to the outdoors. A product labeled certified humane free range or certified humane pasture raised ensures the animals are actually spending most of their waking hours outside. While these varieties are more expensive than conventionally raised animal products, you should be eating less of them as you fill your plate with more inexpensive beans, grains, and produce. Thus, this change should be relatively budget neutral. Beans and soybean products. In addition to quinoa, brown rice, and the other whole grains in Chapter 6, Beans and soybean products are sources of complex carbs. They are also powerful ways to help you balance a drained brain. They do this in a variety of ways. Beans are a great source of protein, but they are also a source of fiber. And as you learned, a diet high in fiber is associated with restful, deep sleep. Beans also have a favorable omega-3 to omega-6 ratio. This, of course, also helps your body move from a pro-inflammatory state to an anti-inflammatory one, which helps to prevent disease and ease digestion. In the last chapter, you learned all about the amino acids, vitamins, and minerals that help the body to combat stress and insomnia, and beans are rich in nearly all of them. For example, they contain the amino acid tryptophan, which helps your body produce balancing serotonin, and they also help your body manufacture GABA thanks to other amino acids they contain. And they're rich in vitamin B6, folate, magnesium, zinc, and calcium, which all have stress-reducing and sleep-promoting qualities. The other bonus? They're inexpensive. For meat eaters, they can be a cost-effective way to get enough protein, which will help balance your checkbook and, of course, your general sense of health as you eat less meat. Foods made from soy can also help your body to stress less and sleep soundly, but there are also some complicated caveats when it comes to soy. First, let's talk about the health benefits as they relate to stress and sleep. Like beans, soy and soy products contain the amino acid tryptophan that helps your body to manufacture brain-balancing serotonin. Soy lecithin has been found to reduce stress hormone levels. The natural stress relievers you learned about in the last chapter, zinc, choline, and calcium, can be found in soy products. In general, a diet with one daily serving of a product made from soybeans can help you move away from a diet with too many omega-6s. The one soy product to stay away from at all costs, soybean oil. This is the oil I noted before that is found in virtually all processed foods. Some things to remember about soy. Cultures that have traditionally eaten soy products don't overload on them, and they tend to eat them in their natural or fermented form, which increases their health benefits. A Japanese miso soup with a few small cubes of tofu is quite different from a supposedly healthy American vegetarian diet with non-organic, genetically modified soy protein isolate-based meat substitutes at every meal. Processed soy products like soy protein isolate, textured soy, vegetable protein, and soy flour contains cheap ingredients that food companies use to add protein or enhance texture in all sorts of different foods. This processing can add huge amounts of isoflavones, estrogen-like structures that have been linked to infertility and altered ovarian function in animal studies to food. Soy protein isolate is of particular concern to vegetarians who regularly eat soy burgers, soy yogurt, and meat substitutes. If you do eat protein substitutes regularly, look for pea protein isolate over soy protein isolate, and favor organic and or non-GMO soy protein isolate over non-organic or GMO varieties. I really like the company Beyond Meat, which makes healthy and delicious meat substitutes. Their meatless ground beef crumbles look and taste like ground beef, and they're made from pea protein with no soy protein. Their other products are a blend of pea protein isolate and non-GMO soy protein isolate. Another one of my favorites, the vegan protein powder Plant Fusion, which is also made from pea protein with no soy protein isolate. Pea protein contains a wide spectrum of amino acids, and it even contains higher levels of an amino acid that helps build lean muscle compared with the more popular whey powders. Expert's tip. If you're a vegetarian, skip the cheap soy burgers made with non-organic soy protein. Also, stay away from veggie burgers made from blood sugar spiking carbs, which can make you less resilient to stress while preventing deep sleep. Instead, get your protein from beans and sprouted grains, or make your own veggie burgers from black beans and chickpeas. You can also look for varieties with soy protein labeled organic or non-GMO. Let's talk about the importance of choosing organic and non-GMO soy products. Non-organic or non-GMO soy has one of the highest levels of pesticides of any non-organic food. And if that weren't bad enough, over 90% of the soybeans in the U.S. are genetically modified. The controversy surrounding GMOs, genetically modified organisms, could fill a whole book. So I will simply say that the only thing we do know is that we don't know how GMOs will affect human health, including the health of the brain over the long term. And when it comes to soybeans, GMO versions are generally packed with pesticides. This is because soybeans are genetically modified to be immune to pesticides, so the crops can be sprayed without being killed. Not exactly what you had in mind when you ordered those healthy veggie sausages at breakfast this morning, is it? There's also a big difference between different versions of soy. In general, favor fermented soy like tempeh over non-fermented soy products like tofu, and favor whole soy products like tofu over processed soy like soy protein isolate. The very best soy for both vegetarians and non-vegetarians is fermented soy, a category that includes tempeh, miso, natto, and tamari, all of which have potent anti-cancer properties in addition to their brain-balancing ones. Non-fermented soy, which includes all processed soy, like soy protein isolate and textured vegetable protein, has anti-nutrient properties that can contribute to depression, weight gain, and fatigue. However, it's probably safe to eat a serving or two of soy protein that's labeled organic or non-GMO daily, especially when you're choosing it over factory-farmed animal products. It's clearly the lesser of two evils. Fermenting soy deactivates harmful anti-nutrient processes, which is why I always choose tempeh over tofu at two of my favorite LA eateries, Veggie Grill and M Cafe. You'll learn even more about the power of fermenting foods as it relates to stress in the next chapter. While fermented soy like tempeh is the healthiest form of soy, whole soy in the form of tofu and edamame is your next best choice. And these foods are fairly healthy when eaten in moderation. Soy do's and don'ts. A recap. One serving of a soy food per day may help decrease stress and promote restful sleep. Fermented whole soy products like tempeh, miso, and natto are better than processed soy products like soy protein isolate. Tofu and edamame, while not as healthy as fermented soy, are better than processed soy products like soy protein isolate. Organic or non-GMO soy products are better than non-organic soy products. Oils and fats. There are three types of oils you'll find in my kitchen. Extra virgin olive oil, light olive oil spray, and virgin coconut oil. Olive oil has been proven time and time again in study after study to be the go-to oil for a variety of health benefits. Olive oil contains high amounts of the very best type of fat, monounsaturated fat, which is associated with a healthier heart, fewer strokes, and less dementia. Polyunsaturated fats, saturated fats, and trans fats, which are a huge part of the standard Western diet, have been associated with a smaller hippocampus, which means a drained brain. So healthier fats can help you deal with stress